Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, another great month in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And will it be a great month when we actually get a handle on this range of mass killings all around the country? There is a big piece in the Washington Post, "Why are Americans shooting strangers and neighbors?" The shooting of neighbors in a Texas case, including a young boy as young as 9, and the killer still at large, a killer who had been deported from the United States at least 4 times, according to ICE, could be even 5 times. Why does that kind of case go on here and go on here so uniquely differently from other countries? Well, here's one point that is made by a massive new report by NPR, National Public Radio. Part of the reason is because the United States clears fewer murders than any other industrial country. We have, in many American cities like Chicago, 30%, 1 out of 3, murders that are actually where they arrest a murderer, identify a murderer, apprehend a murderer. In other words, we are completely awash with unsolved crimes. The killer who murdered at least 5 in Texas is at large, and they've been tracking him with dogs. They have apparently 200 officers looking for this guy. Can't find him, but we will give you the very latest on that. The idea of killing, they also use killing as a description for successful comedy. You've heard that. Oh, he killed tonight. Seinfeld killed tonight. Did Joe Biden kill? And why is it that people are looking at Joe Biden and his performance over the weekend in the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the star-studded White House Correspondents' Dinner, why people are saying that what he pointed out was a way that Kamala Harris can actually change her career trajectory? And concerning career trajectory, there are all kinds of problems for Governor DeSantis, including a speech that was very poorly received, a speech in London. Why should that count against him? What does he need to do to reorient his campaign if he's going to have a chance of seizing the Republican nomination from Donald J. Trump? We will get to that, and we will also get to what one commentator identifies as a scary scenario that would absolutely prevent Joe Biden from winning the presidency. Now, some people might find that reassuring that Biden would lose. Others would find it scary. What is the scenario that most frightens the people over at Newsweek? We will give that to you here on the Medved Show, where 1-800-955-1776 is where you can reach us with your comments or conclusions. Okay. First of all, the latest on this, just the shooting in general, which is so appalling in the United States right now, and it has gotten people's attention because it is so incredibly pointless. The piece in the Washington Post by Scott Clement and Danielle Fauquet and John D. Harden. It begins by saying across the country this month, what they mean is last month, April, today being May 1st, across the country this month, at least 4 men have opened fire on someone who'd stumbled upon their space, resulting in 1 death, 2 injuries, and a car pocked with bullet holes. The apparent acts of snap aggression have reinvigorated the debate around the prevalence of stand your ground laws in the United States, and a pressing question. Why are people so quick to pull the trigger on strangers? Why did a 65-year-old man kill a 20-year-old woman who had accidentally pulled into his upstate New York driveway? Why did an 84-year-old man fire two bullets into a 16-year-old boy, wounded him in the head, who had mistakenly knocked on his Kansas City, Missouri door? Why did a 43-year-old man in South Florida allegedly shoot at a 19-year-old Instacart delivery driver and his 18-year-old girlfriend who had arrived at the wrong address? And then, of course, there's the case of the two cheerleaders who accidentally got into the wrong car. And then, of course, this from CNN. Five killed, including an 8-year-old in Texas mass shooting. A desperate manhunt is underway right now in Texas for a gunman killing five people, including an 8-year-old, and police are racing to a house in Cleveland, Texas, overnight on reports of an active shooter. At least three others were wounded in a brutal attack. And now the search is on for the suspect who took off before police arrived on the scene. Here is CNN's Ryan Young describing the story. Listen.
They were neighbors, and in fact, they were talking to him across the street. He had a gun, and apparently he's been firing in that yard, according to the sheriff, many times. Mm. They asked him to stop shooting because it was disturbing the baby inside the home. At some point, apparently, he became angry and then actually went inside the home and started shooting. He shot five people, according to the sheriff's department, including an 8-year-old. And one of the details about this that stands out that's quite scary is the fact that two of the women who were killed seemed like they were covering younger children. Three other children survived this. But when you think about this desperate search right now, the sheriff's department does tell us they do have an ID from the man who's involved in the shooting. They talked to his wife. They believe he's about 12 miles away from the shooting scene in a wooded area. They're chasing him down. But take a listen to the sheriff.
When they got here, they found four people deceased inside of the residence. And there was an 8-year-old that had been shot. Everybody that was shot from the neck up, almost execution style. We know him by name, date of birth. We've got his Mexican consulate card. Plus, there was a Ring doorbell on the victim's house that we actually captured him coming up to the front door with the weapon.
Yeah, clearly this is troubling, but you hear that. The Ring doorbell that they had there, then shot almost execution style.
Wow.
The kids who were also in that home who survived were covered in blood. There were 10 people in that home. And then you think about the five others shot execution style, including that 5-year-old. Obviously a desperate search. Hopefully we'll get more details as today goes along.
Okay, look, Governor Abbott identified the shooter and the victims as unauthorized immigrants who were here in this country. The shooter apparently deported numerous times. Now, you get deported, in his case, it was because of drunk driving convictions, apparently, or at least drunk driving arrests, and then deported from the country, and then he comes back. Obviously, he had a home. It was a home with some acreage in it where he habitually would come home and shoot his gun. His gun was an AR-15. The point that is made by gun rights advocates, and I think that they're right about this, is that in this particular case, the fact is he came into the house, he entered the house, and it was a house that was had in the midst of a Christian church retreat. The people who were there in the house, the victims, were Honduran Americans who were part of a church and doing a church retreat when the mothers ended up dying in sacrifice to cover their children from being shot in the head by this evil, evil man. So what happens here, and what does this have to do with United States policy concerning crime? It actually has a great deal to do with that. We will get to it and more coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No, it's not just Texas. It's on the Michael Medved Show. It's actually right here in Seattle. It's in Chicago. It's across the country. Right here in Seattle on Saturday night around 10:30 p.m., Two men were fatally shot, and a third was critically wounded at Cal Anderson Park in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. And this is appalling because it is a nice neighborhood. It is a desirable neighborhood. It's actually one of the places that is considered the heart of Seattle nightlife, such as it is. And when it comes to Capitol Hill, what it says, one person died at the scene, the second died at Harborview Medical Center, the third was taken in with life-threatening injuries to Harborview. The police chief, Adrian Diaz, said officers responded around 10:30 p.m. Saturday to reports of a shooting near Pine Street and Nagel Place. This is right in the area that once upon a time in the weeks after the killing of George Floyd, this was what had been turned into CHOP, Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Remember, and the police were taken out of there? But Seattle Times reports the officers responded 10:30 p.m. Saturday to reports of a shooting near Pine and Nagel Place. Police were searching for a fourth man who was possibly associated with the shooting, according to the police chief. The shooting occurred in the center of Seattle's nightlife district as people packed the neighborhood bars and restaurants during one of the first warm evenings of the year. The police chief said, "We have a lot of people out here who are trying to enjoy their night." And then this is what happens. People are too quick to pick up a gun. A Saturday shooting is at least the eighth one to occur on Capitol Hill this year in 2023. That according to Seattle crime data. Then police responded to reports of more gunfire on Sunday. A different incident. Shortly after noon, a 24-year-old woman was shot in the abdomen in West Seattle. A semi-automatic handgun was recovered from the scene, and a 29-year-old man was arrested on investigation of assault. Shortly after, officers responded to 911 calls reporting a large group fighting in a parking lot in Seattle's Olympic Hills neighborhood, and possible shots heard earlier in the morning. A 42-year-old man was found with a stab wound to his back. Several witnesses identified the suspect who was still at the scene to police. The 22-year-old male suspect was arrested on investigation of assault. I mean, okay, then there's this, Chicago. Shootings over the weekend. Last weekend in April. Last chance. At least 27 shooting victims. 5 dead. In weekend gun violence across Chicago. And then this from CNN. Authorities have arrested and charged a 19-year-old for a shooting early Sunday morning that left 2 teenagers dead and left 4 others wounded, according to a news release from the police department of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Cameron Brand was initially arrested on 6 charges of aggravated assault after he was identified as the sole suspected shooter. The release said, but the charges were upgraded to include homicide after 2 of the victims, who were 16 and 18 years old. Just think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. You remember where you were when you were 16? 18 years old? These 2 people died at University Medical Center in New Orleans. 3 teenagers, including a 14-year-old, were killed and another was injured during a shooting in Philadelphia on Friday afternoon. Philadelphia police say officers responded to a report of the shooting around 3:30 p.m. Friday in the Longcrest neighborhood northeast of downtown Philadelphia, where they found 3 victims. That was kind of the neighborhood in West Oak Lane where my grandmother lived and I grew up. Police found a 17-year-old male lying on a sidewalk outside a home with gunshot wounds. The second victim, an 18-year-old male, was found on the front porch with gunshot wounds. A third victim, a 14-year-old boy, this is Philadelphia, was found inside the doorway of the home. Okay, what is going on here? They make the point that in the Washington Post article where they talk about this whole range of shootings and people drawing a gun on somebody who's coming to pick up his twin younger brothers. This was that case in Kansas City, and shoots the young man, 84-year-old guy, who spends all his time watching cable news on TV. Actually, he's watching Fox News. With all of this going on, why? And what they say in the Washington Post article is it's a reflection of the national anger. It's an angry time in our country where people are angry about everything, and they take out that anger in shooting. But there's actually something substantive, and so often a lot of this is feelings, because the feelings are just overwhelming. It is so depressing and so alarming and such a bad development. There is this from National Public Radio. More people are getting away with murder. Unsolved killings reach a record high. And here's the piece. It's by Eric Westerveld on a Weekend Edition that came out on Saturday. But it's a result of a lot of research, and it's extraordinarily important. More murders across America are going unsolved, exacerbating the grief of families already reeling and worsening the largely cracked trust between police and public, especially in communities of color most affected by gun violence. And then they talk about a Filipino guy whose partner was killed in front of the restaurant that they ran together. I haven't had any word, said Mark Legaspi, about the murder of his cousin, friend, and business partner, Arkdel Anabo Jr., 39, who was known as Jun. He was shot just outside their popular Filipino fast food restaurant, Lucky 37, in East Oakland, California. Why is it that other countries, Britain, France, Germany, Canada, can solve most of their murders, but we in the United States can't and don't? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVed and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
to default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years, America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, talking about this terrible, terrible trend, which is not so much that more murders are committed, though there is that, but the terrible aspect of the trend is that more unsolved murders are committed, that the United States does a worse job of almost any place else of actually solving the murders that are occurring here. And as they report in this bulletin from NPR, National Public Radio, the frustration and pain are shared by hundreds of families of murder victims in Oakland and across the country whose cases remain unsolved. While the rate at which murders are solved or cleared has been declining for decades, it has now dropped to below 50% starting in 2020, a new historic low. What does 50% mean? It means that most of the people who are killed, they never arrest anybody. They never find the killer. And that's why it's so tragically linked to this awful, awful case in Texas where there were 10 people in a home who were part of a church retreat, who tried to get the neighbor to stop firing his AR-15 at midnight so that the kids could sleep. And so he went in with that same AR-15 and killed five people, execution style. We saw a sharp drop in the national clearance rate in 2020, said Professor Philip Cook, a public policy researcher and professor emeritus at Duke University and the University of Chicago Urban Labs, who's been studying clearance rate for murders for decades. It reached close to 50% at that time nationwide, which was the lowest ever recorded by the FBI, and it hasn't come up since then. That makes the U.S. among the worst anywhere at solving murders in the industrialized world. Germany, for instance, consistently clears well over 90% of its murders. Think about that. You commit a murder in Germany, there's a 90% chance you're going to get caught. You commit a murder here in the United States, less than a 50% chance you're going to get caught. While reasons behind the drop are multifaceted, Cook and other experts warn that more people getting away with murder in the U.S. is driving a kind of doom loop of mutual mistrust. Low murder clearance rates impede further investigations, which in turn potentially drive up killings in some communities where a lack of arrests undermines deterrence and sends a message that the police will not or cannot protect the public. Communities that are especially impacted by gun violence believe that the police are ineffective or indifferent, and as a result, they're less willing to cooperate and provide information the police need to have successful investigations, says Professor Cook, who has several research articles on the topic coming out. Oakland is a prime example of that vicious circle. The city's per capita homicide rate remains abnormally high, and its murder solve rate is among the lowest anywhere, hitting just 36% last year. Can you imagine? That means that nearly 2 out of 3 murders go unsolved. If you take out the handful of older cold cases that were solved during 2022, the clearance rate in Oakland was just 27%, an analysis by the San Francisco Chronicle shows. Drennan Lindsay, who's an Oakland deputy chief, says, "Well, I certainly don't believe in anyone getting away with murder. These cases are never closed. We never give up, you know. We keep working at it, and I also think we can only get better." Well, if you're only clearing 27% of the cases, of course you need to get better. Lindsay, that is the deputy chief here, Drennan Lindsay, says the veterans among her 16 detectives are often handing 24 or more cases at a time, far above the federal recommendation that detectives carry an average of only 4 to 6 new homicide cases per year. This is all extraordinary. And when you hear about every weekend, like the 27 people who were shot in Chicago this weekend, and you might say, oh, well, 27 people were shot, thank goodness only 5 of them actually died. But for the other people, what a bullet wound can do to you, a knife wound too, in terms of permanently changing your life for the worse. The FBI defines a murder cleared if a suspect has been identified and arrested, but a murder can also be declared cleared through what's known as an exceptional means. For example, if a suspect is dead, if the suspect cannot be extradited, or prosecutors just refuse to press charges. The arrest rate per murder is often a better indicator of how police departments are actually doing at holding killers accountable. Professor Cook's research, for example, shows that from 2016 to 2020, the percentage of murders in Chicago with any type of weapon resulting in at least one arrest was only about 33%. And in Durham, North Carolina, between 2017 and 2021, just 41% of gun homicide cases resulted in at least one arrest. Other reasons for the further decline in murder clearance rates, experts say, include chronic police staffing and recruiting problems. We don't have enough cops. We don't in Seattle. It's been obvious for years. In fact, that was one of those things that Bruce Harrell got elected mayor to correct. The fact that more murders are committed with firearms also, which can result in fewer witnesses and less physical evidence. In addition, judges, prosecutors, and juries have higher evidence and procedure standards than in the 1960s, when 90% plus of homicides were listed as solved. In other words, we have gone from 90% of homicides being cleared, as Germany does, down to less than 50%? No wonder Americans, when you ask them, are frustrated or angry or insecure, and all of which contributes to this hair trigger kind of temper where you see people on a lovely evening, a lovely spring evening, when people are out and about and they go to Cal Anderson Park, which is a nice park, especially now that the homeless have been cleared out from the encampment there, and there are fewer needles on the ground. But the idea that people who have experienced a murder, who have someone who is dear to you or someone who is close to you, who has actually been killed, and the police cannot apprehend the killer, murder is terrible. Getting away with murder is beyond terrible and is profoundly destructive to society. Meanwhile, are there reasons to laugh? The president was trying to win some support and sympathy by getting people to laugh at the correspondence dinner. We'll play you some highlights and lowlights of that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The big events that occurs, it's a social event. It is basically a social, political, and entertainment industry event that brings together White House correspondents, press people of all time, of all kinds, politicians of all kinds, various celebrities. It's the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You may remember that President Trump made it a point not to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I believe that part of that is because during the time that Obama was president, President Trump was a guest, and this is at a time when President Trump was emphasizing the Obama birth certificate issue, one of the crucial issues of our time, and Obama made some pretty tough and very funny remarks about Trump, and you could see him sitting there stewing. He didn't like it. He didn't like being teased. But Obama was there. He was a regular participant, and of course Biden is continuing that tradition. The Roy Wood Jr. was the master of ceremonies, and he began his monologue by talking a little bit about the firing of Don Lemon, this at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Listen, clip 11.
I still think that Don deserved more, CNN. That ain't how you fire somebody. It's messed up. How funny is it that you work in the news, then watch on the news that you got fired from the news? Don Lemon is now the most obnoxious guy in the history of CNN. That's not fair. Even Jeffrey Toobin looking at Don Lemon like, ooh, he rubbed me the wrong way.
And he also joked about France increasing the retirement age, for which they supposedly have 500,000 people on the streets protesting now that they're raising the retirement age to 64 from 62. Here was the comment at the Correspondents' Dinner.
We should be inspired by the events in France. They rioted when the retirement age went up 2 years to 64. They rioted because they didn't want to work till 64. Meanwhile, in America, we have an 80-year-old man begging us for 4 more years of work. Begging. Begging. Let me finish the job. That's not a campaign slogan. That's a plea. Let me finish it. Let me finish it.
And then President Biden got up there and made a workable line about some of his acquaintances, emphasizing how long he has been part of American politics. Listen, clip 14.
Essential. After all, I believe in the First Amendment, not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it. A lot of ways this dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes, take 0 questions, and cheerfully walk away.
And then he also had something to say about Ron DeSantis, who was bombing with his own speech presentation back in London. This is President Biden on one of his potential opponents. Listen.
I had a lot of Ron DeSantis jokes ready, but Mickey Mouse beat the hell out of me and got there first. Now look, can't be too rough on the guy. After his re-election as governor, he was asked if he had a mandate. He said, hell no, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'll give you time to think that one through.
And then he also spoke a little bit more about, it's White House correspondence, so Biden joked about his own lack of availability to the press. Clip 20.
This dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes, take 0 questions, and cheerfully walk away.
And Scott Jennings, a senior correspondent for CNN, who's been a guest on this show, said that, he tried to explain why Biden was mocking the press while he talked about his lack of press conferences.
The line that will stick with me is, in a lot of ways, this dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes. Take 0 questions and cheerfully walk away. I'm just going to, for the journalists in the room, he wasn't laughing with you. He was laughing at you. I mean, the reality is, I think he's mocking the press. The guy does not take questions, and he's up there joking about it. And I just, and they're clapping and they're laughing about it. And I don't know. I think he owes, I'm pro-reporter. And I think the President of the United States ought to have to talk to these reporters and not mock them.
Okay, and talking about not taking questions and cheerfully walking away, big announcement today by Governor Jay Inslee, the governor of the state of Washington. He is the longest-serving governor in the United States right now because we don't have term limits here in the state of Washington. Many states do. Jay Inslee, it was expected, might run for a fourth term in 2024, but it was not to be. News from Governor Inslee, he announced this morning he would not be seeking re-election after his 3 terms. He emphasized climate change during his 3 terms in office. He also, before he got elected to his last term, had a brief, short-lived candidacy for president. Inslee, a Democrat, was first elected in 2012, subsequently won re-election in 2016 and in 2020. He briefly ran for president in 2020, suspending his campaign in the summer of 2019. And pivoting to running for governor and winning a 3rd term. Serving the people as governor of Washington State has been my greatest honor, he said. During a decade of dynamic change, we've made Washington a beacon for progress for the nation. I'm ready to pass the torch. Two prominent Democrats in the state have been mulling runs while Inslee has been making up his mind. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who is the early favorite, probably to win the next governorship. He was a Democrat, of course, in a very Democratic state. And then Hillary France, another Democrat, who might be just a tad more moderate than Bob Ferguson. She is also the Commissioner of Public Lands. She is also a likely candidate. The one thing to keep in mind, and what Republicans should look at this, is that if a vaguely qualified and electable Republican were to be found, there really is a decent chance of bringing it off because of this election system we have. In the state of Washington, there's no primary election. There's no Republican primary and Democratic primary. Everybody's in the primary together. So if they have, and they probably will, four or five Democratic candidates, it is entirely likely, and there is one Republican candidate who is viable, it is entirely likely that that Republican candidate will clear the primary and be able to run against a Democrat in the general election. Or even if you have two Republicans running and they're both viable and they both raise some money, and you have six or seven Democrats running, and you easily could, well, then you could have the situation where there are only two Republicans in the general election. Wouldn't that be spectacular? That happened with a race for state treasurer recently, and that's how we got a Republican state treasurer briefly. Next hour, there's a question about DeSantis and what's wrong with his campaign. We will get to that. The question is not, do people like Ron DeSantis? The real question, does Ron DeSantis like people? Some commentators are saying that the problem with the guy is he doesn't like people, or at least not the American people. Why not? We will get to that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.